Thomas E. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological progress report. On patient Eleanor, E-L-E-N-O-R-K-K-K-A-Y, Sailor, S-A-L-Y-E-R. This is dated February 16, 2026. It follows the letterhead of January 7, 2026. The clinical indication is referral for neurological evaluation with history of recurrent cephalgia, previous history of migraine headaches, Dear Dr. Avila, Eleanor K. Saley returned today for neurological reevaluation. As you may remember, she completed the amyloid PET CT Alzheimer's dementia evaluation, which was positive. New paragraph, she has been referred to the infusion program in Marysville and has completed 9 Leukembe infusions without difficulty by her report. New paragraph, she has had recurrent cephalgia. Her CT imaging study showed nonspecific generalized involutional changes in the cerebral hemispheres with moderate to severe arteriosclerosis in the internal carotid artery siphons. The cortical gray matter showed clear loss of the normal gray-white contrast without evidence of disease in the cerebellum. A positive AMYVID amyloid CT PET imaging study. New paragraph. Review of her diagnostic evaluation identifies that she has not yet completed her static or dynamic electroencephalograms that will be scheduled for further evaluation of her headaches. New paragraph. We have given her samples of Qulipta to continue for treating her chronic recurrent migraine, which appears to be successful at this time. Prescriptions will be provided as needed to meet her needs. New paragraph. She clearly has a history of chronic recurrent migraine that will require therapeutic suppression with medication, including consideration for subcutaneous injection of migraine prophylaxis medication, for which we will provide initial samples and then consider prescription to meet her needs on a monthly basis with Qulipta medication to meet her breakthrough needs if they occur. A paragraph. I will see her for reevaluation of the results of the electroencephalograms in consideration for further therapy. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report then.